This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Thomson Reuters will reportedly suspend the practice of selling sneak peeks at certain economic data to select clients. The New York Times reporting that this comes as the New York Attorney General is investigating the company over Reuters' release of consumer confidence data to some clients 2 seconds ahead. Here with me with more is Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Sabri, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the value of 2 seconds?
So 2 seconds is an eternity in the world of what's called high-frequency trading, basically computerized trading. This is something only available to big firms with really sophisticated machines that make, you know, we're talking thousands of trades in a second, which can translate to millions of dollars. And some clients will pay $6,000 a month, apparently, to have that leg up.
Is it legal?
Legal, maybe. Probably for now it is. This isn't technically insider trading. That's the argument Thomson Reuters is making. But, you know, it sounds just not really fair that this is something only the biggest investors can pay for and take advantage of. So that's what has the attention not only of the New York Attorney General, but also regulators at the SEC.
All right. So are there other examples of giving a sneak peek when it comes to data?
Well, you know, yes, in the sense that there are tricks that high-frequency traders use to compete with one another to get to the trading floor faster. So, I mean, you know, they're investing in faster machines, faster algorithms, even how they code their requests. They even locate servers closer to exchangers in order to sort of get that leg up. This is all something the SEC is trying to limit right now.
Of course, when regular folks go online to get stock prices off, and that's 20 minutes delayed, sometimes people don't know that.
Right.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishour, thank you.
Thank you.